So, with prarabdha karma, that is experienced through happiness and unhappiness.
Correct.
Which are pretty much experiences of the mind. And then...
First you understand, prarabdha karma, karma phala, prarabdha karma phala comes to us in the form of happiness and unhappiness.
Mm.
And to experience happiness and unhappiness, appropriate body, mind, circumstances are created. They are all creations of, resultant of our own prarabdha karma. All karma phala comes in the form of what?
Happiness and unhappiness.
Yes. And happiness and unhappiness is what we call knowledge.
With spiritual practices, Maharaj,
yeah.
It seems to me that one part of the mind experiences the prarabdha karma, while the another part of the mind, which is practicing spiritual discipline, is trying to disassociate from its identity with the body-mind.
That is called spiritual practice. So
it's the same.
We have to understand there are two parts in this. As a result of the prarabdha karma phala, we have been given certain instrument, body, mind, circumstances. And we have to go to experience exhaustion of punyam and papam cannot be had through mind, imagination. It can be had through actual experience. Okay? That comes in the form of our parents, our growth, our society, etc. But even while experiencing punyam and papam, how do we learn our lessons? How did I get this happiness? I must have done something good. And if I want to continue it, what should I do? Continue it. Improve it. And if I am suffering, it should have come because of what? What is happening? Is audio getting cut off? Hello?
Yes, Maharaj. We lost your voice in between.
So, I think that is going to happen. Anyway, let us continue. Next time if it is cut off, we will stop the class.
Okay, Maharaj.
So, prarabdham is exhausted through experience only.
Okay.
There is no other way. But even while we are experiencing, the question comes, when I am happy, we don't question, but we should question, why am I happy? When others are not happy, why am I happy? So that means we don't know what is the reason, but scriptures tell us, you have done some good action, this is the result. So it should increase what? Our desire for continuing?
Spiritual practices.
No.
Good action.
Good actions. Spiritual practice of goody goody japam is not going to help. It is not going to produce any punyam.
Yes,
even God becomes bored. That's why he runs away from us. If you are calling somebody without love, that person is sure to run away, isn't it?
Yes, Maharaj.
So when your baby is trying, is getting more happiness in play, does he ignore your call or not? So everybody, God also is a fool or what? So where he gets more happiness, he will run there. So why Krishna is not eating my food? So if you can feed him like Yashomati Ma, then he will come running and eat. So what I am trying to tell, why am I so happy? Because the scripture tells I must have done something good. Why are others suffering? Because they have not done good things. So what is the lesson I have to learn? I should continue doing good and increase doing good. And why am I suffering? I must have done something wrong. And therefore, I must not repeat these wrong actions. This is the lesson we have to learn. You know, many rich people, they become very miserly.
Thank you, Maharaj. There is one.
Miser means, you know what?
Yeah.
There are two types of miserliness. To give what one is capable of giving, that is higher type of giving. And to give, not to give what one is capable of giving without losing anything, that is called miserliness, however rich, however much money a person may donate. Anyway, so this is the lesson we have to learn. From the scriptures only we have this knowledge. So scriptures are alone our guideline.
Sure.
That is called, while experiencing prarabdha karma, we have to obtain better knowledge and transform our life according. And that is called spiritual practice. Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj. There is one more question from another devotee.
Okay.
Namaskar, Maharaj.
Please speak loudly. Don't go on speaking yes. from a distance.
I came nearby. I think now you are able to hear me.
Yes, clearly.
Swamiji, I just wanted this cross reference which we are dealing with. Chapter 6 we are dealing, section 3.
This is chapter 5 of the Chandogya Upanishad.
Oh, chapter 5.
Not 6.
Chapter 5, section 3.
Section 3 called Panchagni Vidya.
Panchagni.
Yeah.
Thank you, Swami.